Okay, well, let's just pray, shall we? I've got a little bit of Christmassy thing to show, isn't it? Father, we just ask your blessing as we look at what your Bible says, Lord. Pray you help us to see with new eyes, fresh things, Lord, out of your wonderful word. The old story, and yet things always new, Lord. So I just pray you'll bless us as we share this time now. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Right, little puzzle for you first.
Do you want the light off?
Do I want the light off? Yeah, leave it off. Yeah,
oh,
yes. There we are. Right, it's a hard one for you, isn't it? Which is the odd one out? Go on. It's the middle one, isn't it?
Yes.
Right, okay. Here we have the shepherds on one side, the wise men on the other, and snowmen. What's snowmen got to do with Christmas? Let's have a look at our next one. Maybe give you an idea. Here we are. It's a British Christmas, isn't it? Yeah. Typical British Christmas. What we have is the church scene, the children outside, the snow. No robins or snowmen there, but same idea. Why have we got that idea of Christmas?
We copied the Americans.
We didn't copy it from the Americans. The Americans got it from us. Yes, Adrian. It's the Victorian times. Yeah, I don't know if you know that, but in Victorian times, they used to have winter. Yeah. Real snow, and it was jolly cold. There was what they called a mini ice age, actually, during the Victorian period. Right? And so that became associated with, and of course, what's his name? The consort, Dickens sort of made
Albert.
But,
Charles
Dickens. Albert.
Albert. Albert. Yeah. He brought over from Germany the Christmas tree. Yeah. They didn't do Christmas trees much here before Albert sort of introduced the idea. So that was the sort of idea of a European British Christmas, and that's what's sort of set up as the standard idea now, of course. Yeah, right. Well, it wasn't like that, was it?
No.
I'm sorry to spoil it for you, but I hope I haven't spoiled it. You still enjoy Christmas. Look, and I'll show you why it wasn't quite that. I'm going to look at the next bit, please. Yeah, here we start with Luke's account, and this is Luke's account in chapter 2 about the shepherds, right? So I'll just read that little bit there. Mark Luke, find Luke here. Luke chapter 2, verse 8. Yes, it says this. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. And when they'd seen him, they spread word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So that's the shepherds. There we are, with the angel appearing to them. Frightened the daylight out of them, it did to start with. Can you imagine, you're just sitting nice and quiet, minding your own business, and this amazing angel turns up. Quite something. Anyway, next please, yeah. Here we are. It says, can you see him there? There were shepherds living out in the fields. What does that tell you about the time of year? It wasn't Christmas time. In the sense it wasn't totally winter. I know shepherds do keep their sheep out in winter, but if they're out in the fields, the sheep are feeding. So it's more likely to be a bit earlier in the year, or October time-ish. Something like that, anyway. So there they are, out in the fields, looking after their sheep.
But next snow over there.
Sorry?
Did it snow over there?
It does snow in Jerusalem, yes. Yeah. Yeah, it snows, yeah. Yeah, it can get jolly cold, yeah. Yeah, it wasn't snowing there. Okay, next one, please. Right, so this angel, appears to them. A Saviour has been born to you. He's the Messiah of the Lord. So the angel's talking to the shepherds. I mean, it applies to us as well, but the primary one was, the angel says, it's for you. Now that must have been a shock to shepherds, because I don't know if you know, but shepherds were sort of the outsiders, you know, the people that you had to have, like dustbin men, you know, right? The people that you need, but you're not too keen on having them too close. Yeah. That was shepherds. If there's any dustbin workers here, apologies now. Right, okay. But you've got the idea. So God says, do you know this is the biggest, you know about Glastonbury, right? Nothing compared to what happened here. Because this was the angel choir that you can't beat, you know? They provided a performance, we could say, in a way, for these shepherds. I mean, wow, absolutely something, eh? So, the angel says to them, a saviour's been born for you, personal, right? That's why I put the hand in there, you see? Born for you, and he's the Messiah, for the Jewish people, they were expecting the saviour, the Messiah, to come. So, he's the Messiah, and he is the Lord, right? So, it's God sending his son, is what it's about as well. So, good news for the shepherds. Next slide, please, yeah? Right, this will be a sign to you. Again, for them, how are they going to find this baby? Well, the sign is, you'll find the baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. There's a clue. Right? He won't be at the Hilton. Yeah? Right? The baby you'll find wrapped in the cloths, lying in a manger. It sounds a bit like stable-ish, doesn't it, to you and me, yes? Where you put the animals to look after them. And the basic layout in those days were, you had these sort of type in areas, but they were sort of big communal areas, and at the side were caves where the animals were kept. And if you go to Nazareth, there's still the caves that are there. Yeah, so that's what we're talking about. So they would have thought, that's where we'll find the baby, somewhere in the shed, sort of thing. Yeah. Next thing, please. Right. So what did they do? They left their sheep. Now, what do you think about that? Have you ever been? There's no shepherds here, are they? I've given a bad time for dustmen. Well,
they know it's all right because God has told them.
They know it's all right because God's told them to go. Right? Because why are they out in the fields looking after their sheep? Because there are things out there that want to get the sheep. But if God's told you to go, you can go. It'll be safe. God will look after your sheep while you're. The lesson is, you take care of his business. He'll take care of yours. Yeah. Right, yes, Jill.
I've got on my mind them and for a seat the Lord what he makes.
Yes, that's the chance, yeah. If they said, well, we'll put it in our diaries, we'll go next week. Mm-hmm. Too late. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, seek him while he's there. Right. So, they left their sheep. That's the shepherd's story. Next thing, please. Right, now, we've got the wise men now. Here, do you see one of them?
Yeah, they've worked it.
I thought, well, that's Patrick Moore. You knew about Patrick, didn't you? He was an astronomer. Yes, he knew a lot about the stars and everything else. What were the wise men? They were what we call astrologers. They studied the stars, but they tried to find significance in them. Most of the time, dear friends, let me tell you this, the stars have got nothing to do with how your life turns out. Yes? I remember when I worked in Cambridge at Spillers, yeah? There's a lady, we were at the break time, and she got the newspaper out, and she says, have you read your stars today? I says, I don't believe in the stars. I says, I'm under the control of the one who made the stars, not the stars themselves. Yeah? Nice. Okay. Smart, wasn't it? Eh? I think God gave me that one. Yeah. Right. Anyway, these guys had seen something. So let's just read what it says. It's Matthew 2, and we'll find where they go. Matthew 2. Says this, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, where is the one who's been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he called all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Christ was to be born. In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied. For this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel. Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time that the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and make a careful search for the child, and as soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him. Liar. After that, They, after they'd heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they'd seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, of incense and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. So, here we have the we call them wise men, magi. Thing about these people is that they weren't just the Patrick Moores of the ancient world, you know. They didn't just spend all day looking at stars. These guys were the kingmakers. They were political people. They were powerful individuals. And I suspect that when they came, they didn't come in three. They came with a protection bodyguard and maybe more of them. So, you know, these are serious people. And from the east, probably Persia. We don't know for sure, but that sort of area up there, that's where they operated from. So these guys are serious political bad guys. So when they get to Jerusalem, Herod's seriously worried because these guys are here to make a king. Yeah, or recognize a king anyway. Yeah. So next slide, please. Yeah. Right. Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. Well, it says they came from the east. Yeah, that's all we know. Yeah, but there we are. A few Persian chaps there for you. Yeah. It's Iraq and Syria today. Iraq and Iran, that area, sort of thing. Yeah. Okay. So they came to Jerusalem. Why did they come to Jerusalem?
Find a king.
It was the capital. Why coming to Jerusalem? Well, we know that they says that they'd seen his star. Now, they were star observers. I don't think, personally, I don't think there was some bright star shining in the sky. These are astronomers. Let's call them astronomers for the moment. They could see the configuration of the stars, and at that particular time, my theory, others as well, is that there is a planet called Jupiter, a really bright planet, and it was in alignment with the star Regulus, the king star, in the constellation of Leo, right? And that happens very, very rarely. And he did it three times that particular year, right? So there it's got this star, the king star, in the king's constellation. Something's going on. And they figured out that it must be a king's going to be born. Why did they think it was a Jewish king? We don't know. But they must have learnt about God up in the Far East.
Teaching the Daniel.
Maybe some inkling of Daniel, the prophets had gone before, many centuries before. Somehow they knew there was a king going to be born in Jerusalem, and they see this sign in the skies and think, aha, this is it. Right, so. And then it says, they went to Jerusalem. How did they get to Jerusalem? Now, you'll know the song. They followed the star. They didn't follow the star. The star told them there was a king to be born. Yeah? I'm spoiling Christmas for you, aren't I? I'm sorry about this. They got their sat nav out, whatever it was that they used, yeah. And they knew from where they were to Jerusalem, they followed the route. Right? They were guided by the star after they got to Jerusalem. The star then guided them to the house, of course, but that's another story. Right, next one, please. Yeah, here we are. Right. Where is the one who's been born king of the Jews? That's what they're interested in, yes? And he says, we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. Now, isn't that interesting? These guys have travelled, I mean, serious distance. Yeah? And they come to what? To worship. Yeah? They come to recognise that they're human, he's God. And they want to give him the right honour that's rightly his. Yeah? So on we go, please. Nice. So Herod asks his technical people, yeah, the lawyers and so on, and they say, you know, where's the Messiah going to be born, right? And so they flick the book open, it's the Bible, yeah. And they get to the prophet Micah, and they get down to Micah's chapter, and it says there the Messiah is going to be born where?
In Bethlehem.
I've read it to you, in Bethlehem. So they say, easy. The Messiah's going to be born in Bethlehem. Now then. Yes? Now then, here's an interesting thing. The wise men have travelled several hundred miles to get to Jerusalem. And now, what's going to guide them to where Jesus is? It's two things. The Bible. The Bible tells them it's Bethlehem. And the star will tell them the house. Yeah? But God's putting everything together that's just right for them.
They went. What did the guys who looked up the pages and found out where it was, what did they do? Sat where they were. Yeah. Just show us it. What's faith? What is faith? Who had faith? The guys who opened it, they said, we believe the Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem. Absolutely sure. It says it in the book. Right? Is that faith?
That's faith.
Then it says, we believe that the Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem and we're going to find him. That's faith. It acts. It does something. Right? It's not just theory. It actually makes a difference. Okay, so off they go. Prophet's written. It's in the book. On we go. Next, please. Right. On coming to the house. Notice now. I'm going to spoil it again for some of you. Right. Do you notice it doesn't say stable?
No.
They came to the house. Because it's later on after Jesus' birth, because he says they saw the child, and the word for child is not baby. You know, in languages they have different words for different. We've got baby, child, right, and so on as it goes. Yes, right. A baby is that big. A child, that big. Somewhere in, you know, around about. Yeah. So Jesus is a bit older. Maybe a few months. Maybe up to a year. We don't know, right? But they came to the house where the child was. What's Joseph and Mary done? They've moved out and moved in somewhere else. A bit more salubrious, I imagine. Right? Okay, so they're staying in Bethlehem, but they've moved out of the shed into the house. Why? Because all the locals are still there, but all the visitors gone. So there's room now. So they're in the house. When they get to the house, they see Mary and the boy, and what do? They bow down and worshipped him. Get that, please. Who didn't they worship?
Mary.
Mary's a great lady. I think Mary's more, well, God chose her as one of the special ladies, yeah? Right? But they didn't worship Mary, they worshipped the one that Mary gave birth to, the Messiah, Jesus, the Lord, yeah? Back next one, please. Right. So, question for you. Nearly finished. You'll be okay now, yeah? What was the most important thing that the wise men and the shepherds brought to Jesus?
Worship.
Yes. Themselves. I gave you a hint with the blokes reading the books, yeah? So, here's a little next one. It's a Christmas card, this one. But my Jean thought this would be really nice because it's one of the In the Bleak Midwinter. Well, that was written by Christina Rossetti, I believe, and she was a Victorian. Yeah? And In the Bleak Midwinter was a Victorian winter, not there. But the last lines of the song go like this. What can I give him, poor as I am? If I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can, I give him, give my heart. You come to him, you worship him. That's what faith's about, yeah? It makes a difference. We move to Jesus, yeah? Right, that's it. Okay, let's just pray. And then we've got our little darlings, hopefully coming in a moment, yeah? Let's just pray. Father, thank you. Lord, that you showed yourself to the shepherds, the outsiders. You showed yourself to the wise men, Lord. People lived way out of the country, Lord, another part of the world. That the good news, as you told the shepherds, is for all people, Lord, not just for those who were on the hillside, but all over the world. And thank you, Lord, the good news gets to us too. Jesus has come, Jesus is alive, Jesus has given his life as a ransom for us, and he lives now forevermore, having risen from the dead. We bless you, Lord, for the good news and the coming of Jesus. We bless you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.